Messages to the Baha'i World, cassette number 3, side 1, continuing now from page 57.
Hands of Cause, fourth appointment. Announced to all National Assemblies, elevation of Paul Heaney to rank of Hand of the Cause, Shogi. Cablegram, March 19, 1954. Roll of Honor, additional inscription. On occasion, Nowruz, marking opening the second decade of the second Baha'i century, informed National Assemblies of the Baha'i World that the following pioneers scattered over 21 virgin areas have been inscribed on the Roll of Honor since the fourth periodic announcement. Otalie Rheen, Mauritius. Olga Mills, Malta. Peter Lugalia, Ashanti Protectorate. Virginia Breeks, Caroline Islands. Dr. Fazdar, Andaman Islands. Ely Becking, Dutch New Guinea. Andrew and Nina Matheson, Bahamas. Carl and Loretta Scherer, Macau. Gulnar of Tabi, Bahia Rohani. Kekhasro Damobadi, Diu Island. Jean and Tove Deluren, Charles Ioas, Balearic Islands. Adib Baghdadi, Hussein Halabi, Hadramut. Kenneth and Roberta Christian, Enidin and Tahira Eli. Joan Powis, Southern Rhodesia. Hormo Zenda, Morocco International Zone. Howard and Joanne Menking, Cape Verde Islands. Elizabeth Bavan, Rhodes. Matthew Bullock, Dutch West Indies. Lillian Wiff, Samoa. Dulcie Dive, Cook Islands. Stanley Bolton Jr., Tongo Islands. Greta Janko, Marquesas Islands. Jean Seven, Tuamotu Archipelago. Alvin and Gertrude Blum, Solomon Islands. Bernard Gerke, Kodiak Island. John Leonard, Falkland Islands. Munir Vakil, Korea Munira Islands. John and Audrey Robarts, Buchananland. Charles Dayton and wife, David Schreiber, Leeward Islands. Fibors Rusabayan, Gambia. Ramat and Iran Muhajir, Mentawai Island. Gertrude Ankersmith, Frisian Island. Shamsi Navidi, Monaco. Roy and Alina Ferney, Gilbert and Elise Islands. Kudratala Rowani, Kardaram Mojgani, Mahi. 91 virgin areas have been opened to the faith since the launching of the crusade. Total number of territories within its pale now raised to 219. Remaining unopened territories, excluding Soviet republics and satellites, 25. Appeal to prospective pioneers, whilst the opening year of the 10-year crusade is speeding to its close, to expedite entry into unopened areas, contributing thereby to the enhancement of the celebrations of the coming Rizwan, rendered memorable by the swift, magnificent victories achieved in the pioneering field, unsurpassed in the course of the 11 decades of Baha'i history. Shoghi, Cablegram, March 21, 1954. Institution of Hands of the Cause. To all the Hands of the Cause and all National Assemblies of the Baha'i World, hail emergence of the unfoldment in the opening years of the second epoch of the formative age of the Baha'i dispensation, of the august institution foreshadowed by the founder of the faith and formally established in the testament of the center of his covenant, closely associated in provisions of the same will with institution of the guardianship, destined to assume in the fullness of time, under the aegis of the guardian, the dual sacred responsibility for protection and propagation of the cause of Baha'u'llah. Desire to pay warm tribute to the services rendered severally and collectively by the appointed hands at the world center of the faith in territories beyond its confines. Greatly value their support in the erection of the Bab Sepulchre on Mount Carmel, in reinforcing ties with the newly emerged State of Israel, in the extension of the international endowments in the Holy Land, in the initiation of the preliminary measures for the establishment of the Baha'i World Administrative Center, as well as in their participation in four successive intercontinental teaching conferences, in their extensive travels in African territories, in North, Central, and South America, in the European, Asiatic, and Australian continents. This newly constituted body, embarked on its mission with such auspicious circumstances, is now entering the second phase of its evolution, signalized by forging of ties with the national spiritual assemblies of the Baha'i world for the purpose of lending them assistance in attaining the objectives of the 10-year plan. The hour is ripe for the 15 hams residing outside the Holy Land to proceed during Rizwan with the appointment in each continent separately from among the resident Baha'is of that continent of auxiliary boards whose members, acting as deputies, assistants, and advisors of the hams, must increasingly lend their assistance for the promotion of the interests of the 10-year crusade. Advise the hams of the Asiatic, American, and European continents to convene in Tehran, Wilmette, and Frankfurt, respectively, for the purposes of consultation and nomination. The hams of the cause of the African and Australian continents must exercise their functions in Kampala and Sydney, respectively. The auxiliary boards of the American, European, and African continents must consist of 9 members each of the Asiatic and Australian continents of 7 and 2, respectively. The allocation of areas in each continent to the members of the auxiliary boards, as well as subsidiary matters regarding the development of the activities of the newly appointed bodies and the manner of collaboration with the national spiritual assemblies in their respective continents, is left to the discretion of the hams. All boards must report and be responsible to the hams charged with their appointment. The hams of each continent, in their turn, must keep in close touch with and report the result of the nominations and progress of the activities of the boards to the national assemblies in their respective continents, as well as to the 4 hams residing in the Holy Land, destined to act as liaison between themselves and the guardian of the faith. Urge the initiation of 5 continental Baha'i funds, which, as they develop, will increasingly facilitate the discharge of the functions assigned to the board. Transmitting £5,000 as my initial contribution to be equally divided among the 5 continents. Appeal to the 12 national assemblies and individuals to ensure a steady augmentation of these funds through annual assignment in national budgets and by individual contributions. Advise, transmit contributions to Barca, Holly, Jacari, Bunyani, and Dunn, acting as trustees of the Asiatic, American, European, African, and Australian funds, respectively. Fervently supplicating at the holy threshold for an unprecedented measure of blessings on this vital and indispensable organ of the embryonic and steadily unfolding Baha'i administrative order, presaging the emergence of the world order of Baha'u'llah, which must pave the way for the establishment of the world civilization destined to attain maturity in the course of successive dispensations in the 5,000th century Baha'i cycle. Airmail copies to all hams and national assemblies. Shoghi. Cablegram, April 6, 1954. A divinely guided faith. On the eve of this Rizwan festival, marking the opening of the second decade of the second Baha'i century, and coinciding with the termination of the first year of the World Spiritual Crusade, I hail with feelings of joy and wonder the superb feats of the heroic company of the Knights of the Lord of Hosts in pursuance of their sublime mission for the spiritual conquest of the planet. The first 12 months of this decade-long enterprise, unexampled in its scope, significance, and potentialities in the world's spiritual history, and launched simultaneously amidst the climax of the worldwide festivities of a memorable holy year in the American, the European, the African, the Asiatic, and the Australian continents, I witnessed the hoisting of the banner of the faith of Baha'u'llah in no less than 100 virgin territories of the globe. The total number of the newly opened sovereign states and dependencies, comprising principalities, sultanates, emirates, sheikdoms, protectorates, trust territories, and crown colonies, scattered over the face of the earth, represents almost 7/8 of all the territories, exclusive of the Soviet republics and satellites, destined to be opened in the course of an entire decade. The northern frontiers of a divinely guided, rapidly marching, majestically expanding faith had been pushed in consequence of the phenomenal success recently achieved by the vanguard of Baha'u'llah's crusaders beyond the Arctic Circle as far as Arctic Bay, Franklin, 73 degrees latitude. Its southern limits have now reached the Falkland Islands in the neighborhood of Magellanese, the world's southernmost city. Other outlying outposts have been established in places as far apart as Sikkim at the foot of the Himalayas, the Lofoten Islands in the heart of the European Northland, Bazan on the northern fringe of the Sahara Desert, the Andaman Islands in the Seychelles, the penal colonies in the Indian Ocean, the three Guianas and the leper colonies on the Atlantic coast, the Faroe and Shetland Islands, the wind-swept and inhospitable archipelagos of the North Sea, Hadramaut on the sun-baked shores of the Arabian Peninsula, St. Helena, isolated in the midst of the South Atlantic Ocean, and the Gilbert Islands, the war-devastated, sparsely populated atolls situated in the heart of the Pacific Ocean. God's infant faith, confined during the first 9 years of its existence to its birthland and the adjoining territory of Iraq, reaching in the course of the 39 years of Baha'u'llah's ministry to 13 other lands, enlarged during Abdu'l-Baha's 29-year ministry through the opening of 20 additional countries, only succeeded after the lapse of 3/4 of a century in including within its orbit 35 countries within both the eastern and western hemispheres. The subsequent 1/4 of a century, constituting the first epoch of the formative age of the Baha'i dispensation, witnessed the planting of the banner of the faith in over 40 territories of the globe, raising the number of countries included within its pale on the eve of the centenary celebrations of the declaration of the Bab's mission to 78. The 9-year interval separating the first from the second Baha'i Jubilee was signalized by the spiritual conquest of no less than 50 countries of the globe, whilst the first year of the 10-year plan has been immortalized by the opening of 100 countries, swelling the number of the sovereign states and dependencies enlisted under the standards of the cause of God to 228. All territories in North, Central, and South America, all sovereign states and principalities on the continent of Europe, including the Russian republics and satellites, all territories on the Asiatic continent, with the exception of Tibet, of Bhutan, and of the Soviet republics, all the islands of the Mediterranean, all the islands of the North Sea, with the exception of Spitsbergen, all African territories, with the exception of Spanish Guiana, all the islands of the North and South Atlantic Ocean, except Anticosti and St. Thomas, all the islands of the Pacific Ocean, except Comoros Islands, Cocos Islands, Nicobar Islands, Hainan Island, Portuguese Timor, Chagos Archipelago, Loyalty Islands, Marshall Islands, Admiralty Islands, Mariana Islands, are now included within the orbit of an irresistibly unfolding, rapidly consolidating, world-girdling administrative order. The number of the European, the African, the Asiatic, and the American Indian languages, including 7 supplementary languages, into which Baha'i literature has been and is being translated is over 42, raising the total number of the translations undertaken since the inception of the faith to 130. The African campaign, outshining the brilliant success of the enterprise launched in Latin America, throwing into shade the splendor of the victories won in recent years on the European continent, eclipsing all previous collective pioneer undertakings embarked upon in the Asiatic and Australian continents, has almost doubled in the course of a single year the number of territories opened since the introduction of the faith in that continent over 80 years ago. The total number of converts to the faith belonging to the African race has passed the 600 mark. The total number of African Baha'i centers has now been raised to over 190. The total number of the tribes indigenous to the soil of that continent represented in the faith is now over 60. A single territory out of the 45 territories already open to the faith in the African continent, situated in its very heart, and which a little over 2 years ago did not possess a single Baha'i, now boasts of over 500 colored converts who are settled in over 80 localities, are drawn from 30 tribes, are provided with 13 local assemblies, and anticipate the immediate formation of about 10 additional assemblies. This same territory has, moreover, distinguished itself throughout the entire Baha'i world through the dispatch of 9 members of its mother assembly for the purpose of pioneering in neighboring centers, as well as in territories situated in the eastern and western coasts of the African continent. A number of the newly won recruits in some of these territories have, moreover, been instrumental in winning the allegiance of some of the members of their race, and have, in their turn, succeeded in opening no less than 3 neighboring territories in that continent. Contact has been established with no less than 22 American Indian tribes, raising the total number of tribes contacted throughout the Western Hemisphere to 34. The first Greenlandic, the first Pygmy, the first Berber, the first Fijian Baha'is have been enrolled, swelling the number of races represented in the Baha'i world community to 35. The opening year of this world spiritual crusade has, moreover, gathered significance through the convocation first of the Stockholm and later of the New Delhi Intercontinental Teaching Conferences, which, together with the 2 previous conferences held during the first part of the Holy Year in Kampala and Wilmette, assembled a total of over 3,400 followers of the faith from more than 80 countries of both the Eastern and the Western Hemispheres, representing the principal races of mankind. Within the confines of the Holy Land, the heart of the world and the Qibla of all nations, the erection of the first base stones of the ornamental crown of the dome of the Bab Sepulchre, which had commenced with Nowruz of the Holy Year, was followed successively by the laying during the Rizwan period of the first of the 12,000 gilded tiles destined to cover the 250 square meter area of the dome, and the placing of the stone lantern, which marked the consummation of the $750,000 enterprise and coincided with the closing period of the year associated with the 100th anniversary of the birth of the mission of Baha'u'llah. The site for the first Mashriq al-Ashkar of the Holy Land has been selected, an area of approximately 20,000 square meters, situated at the head of the Mountain of God, in close proximity to the spot hallowed by the footsteps of Baha'u'llah, near the time-honored cave of Elijah, and associated with the revelation of the Tablet of Carmel, the charter of the world's spiritual and administrative centers of the faith on that mountain. Funds totaling $100,000 have, moreover, been contributed by one of the hands of the cause residing in the Holy Land, and negotiations have been initiated with the Israeli authorities for the purpose of effecting the immediate purchase of the selected site. Measures have been undertaken and Baha'i Continental Funds inaugurated in anticipation of the forthcoming appointment by the 15 hands residing outside the Holy Land of 5 auxiliary boards, one in each of the continents of the globe, the members of which will act as deputies of the hands in their respective continents, and will aid and advise them in the effective prosecution of the 10-year plan, and will assist them at a later period in the discharge of their dual and sacred task of safeguarding the faith and of promoting its teaching activities. The International Baha'i Endowment, situated in the heart of Mount Carmel in the plain of Akka, already extending over an area of over 350,000 square meters, have been enlarged through the acquisition of properties overlooking the resting places of the most exalted leaf and of the purest branch, which, when added to the plots situated on the ridge of Mount Carmel, on its western extremity, in the close neighborhood of the shrine built within its heart, for the acquisition of which negotiations have been set afoot, will constitute an addition of over 30,000 square meters to the vast area of Baha'i holdings permanently dedicated to the shrines of the founder of the faith and of its herald. The embellishment of the Harami Akta, the outer sanctuary of Baha'u'llah's sepulcher, already accomplished in the course of the holy year, commemorating the centenary of the birth of his prophetic mission, has been greatly enhanced the laying out on both its northern and southern sides of formal gardens extending over an area of 10,000 square meters, providing a befitting approach to his mansion and considerably widening the area stretching in front of his holy sepulcher. The design of the International Baha'i Archives, the first stately edifice destined to usher in the establishment of the World Administrative Center of the Faith on Mount Carmel. The Ark, referred to by Baha'u'llah in the closing passages of his Tablet of Carmel, has been completed, and plans and drawings forwarded to Italy for the purpose of securing bids for its construction immediately after the conclusion of the necessary preliminary steps taken in the Holy Land for its forthcoming erection. Israel branches of the British, the Persian, the Canadian, and the Australian Baha'i National Spiritual Assemblies have been legally established, recognized formally as religious societies by the Israeli civil authorities, and empowered to hold without restriction title to immovable property in any part of the country on behalf of their parent assemblies. Contact has moreover been established with the President of Israel, its Prime Minister, and five other cabinet ministers, as well as with the President of the Knesset, culminating in the establishment of a special Baha'i department in the Ministry of Religious Affairs, and in an official statement by the head of this ministry to Parliament, emphasizing the international scope of the faith and the importance of its world center. A series of events that have paved the way for the forthcoming official visit during the early days of the Rizwan period of the President of Israel himself to the Bab Sepulchre on Mount Carmel. The site of the Sayyid Shawl, that pestilential subterranean pit, the scene of the birth of Baha'u'llah's prophetic mission, and the holiest place in the capital city of his native land, has been recently purchased, together with the surrounding area, involving an expenditure of approximately $400,000 contributed by a Persian follower of the faith, whilst negotiations have been initiated for the acquisition of the site of the Bab's incarceration in the mountains of Azerbaijan. Full rights have been accorded to Baha'i women residing in the cradle of the faith to participate in the membership of both national and local Baha'i spiritual assemblies, removing thereby the last remaining obstacle to the enjoyment of complete equality of rights in the conduct of the administrative affairs of the Persian Baha'i community. 11 temple funds have been inaugurated, amounting to almost $250,000, for the purchase of land for future Baha'i temples in the Western Hemisphere, in the European, the African, the Asiatic, and the Australian continents, followed by the purchase of a 4-acre plot commanding an extensive view of the Pacific Ocean and the greater portion of Greater Sydney area, and by the selection of appropriate sites outside the cities of Frankfurt and of Panama City. The institutions of Baha'i National Hazaratul Quds in East and West, already reaching an estimated value of over $1.5 million, have been enhanced through the purchase and formal opening of the Hasaradal Kutz of the Baha'is of Paris, destined to evolve into the national administrative headquarters of the French Baha'i community, and through the inauguration of national Hasaradal Kutz funds in Anchorage, Alaska, as well as in the capital cities of Italy and of Switzerland. The initial landscaping of the area surrounding the Mother Temple of the West, involving an expenditure of over $250,000, has been completed and been followed by an appropriation of $220,000 by the United States National Spiritual Assembly for the completion of the entire project. The nature of the first dependency of the Mashrekal Ashkar of Wilmette has been finally decided upon by the members of that same assembly in anticipation of its early establishment within the precincts of the Mother Temple of the West. The local spiritual assemblies of San Diego, Sacramento, and Fresno in California, of Tucson in Arizona, and of Oak Park in Illinois have been legally incorporated, raising the number of national and local Baha'i incorporated assemblies in the United States of America and in the entire Baha'i world to 63 and 120, respectively. National Baha'i endowments have been established in Anchorage, Alaska. The Baha'i assemblies of Tucson, Arizona, and of Sacramento, California, have been qualified to conduct legal Baha'i marriage ceremonies. Baha'i holy days have been recognized in Los Angeles, California, and Castro Valley, California, Niles Township, Michigan, Seattle, Washington, Newton, Massachusetts, Prince George County, Maryland, Cleveland, Ohio, Kenosha, Wisconsin, Maywood, Illinois. The spiritual conquest of 100 territories of the globe, the steady rise of the embryonic world order of the faith, and the multiplication and consolidation of its institutions have, in the course of the opening year of this world spiritual crusade, been paralleled by a no less startling decline in the fortunes of the enemies of the faith, as evidenced by the removal, by the hand of Providence, of its arch enemy in Persia, who for 30 years savagely attacked its founders and its chief promoter, and tirelessly schemed to extinguish its light, dishonor its name, and wreck its institutions, as well as by the death of two others who in varying degrees demonstrated their ingratitude and infidelity to the center of Baha'u'llah's covenant. The opening phase of this gigantic, divinely propelled, world-encircling crusade has been triumphantly concluded. The success crowning the initial stage in its unfoldment has exceeded our fondest expectations. The most vital and spectacular objective of the 10-year plan has been virtually attained ere the termination of the first year of this decade-long stupendous enterprise. Second phase, now auspiciously ushered in, must witness in all the territories of the planet, whether newly opened or not, an upsurge of activity which in its range and intensity will excel the exploits which have so greatly enlarged the limits and noised abroad the fame of the cause of God. The energetic and systematic prosecution of all the important teaching work, both at home and abroad, designed to increase rapidly the number of the avowed and active supporters of the faith, the preservation at any cost of the prizes so laboriously won in the far-flung, the numerous and newly opened territories of the globe, the maintenance by every available means of the status of local spiritual assemblies already established throughout the Baha'i world, the steady multiplication of isolated centers, of groups, and of local assemblies in order to hasten the emergence of no less than 48 national spiritual assemblies in both the eastern and western hemispheres, the prompt conclusion of negotiations for the purchase of sites for future Baha'i temples in the American, the European, the Asiatic, and African continents, the initiation of funds for the establishment of national Hasaradal Kutz in the capital cities of the sovereign states, in their chief cities of the dependencies specifically mentioned in the plan, the speedy fulfillment of the task undertaken for the translation and publication of Baha'i literature in the languages allocated under that same plan to various national spiritual assemblies, the continued acquisition of Baha'i holy places in Baha'u'llah's native land, the adoption of preparatory measures for the construction of the Mashrekal Ashkar of Tehran and of Frankfurt, the establishment of the first dependency of the Mashrekal Ashkar in Wilmette, the inauguration of national Baha'i endowments designed to pave the way for the formation of national spiritual assemblies, the lending of a fresh impetus to the incorporation of local spiritual assemblies, the establishment of Baha'i Publishing Trust. These stand out as the essential objectives of the phase now unfolding before the eyes of the Baha'i communities in the five continents of the globe. I direct my fervent plea to all the delegates assembled at the 12th Annual Baha'i Convention to ponder these objectives in their hearts, to dedicate themselves anew to the tasks now challenging the spirit and combined resources of the entire body of the followers of the faith, to rouse all the communities they represent to assume a worthy share in the common and gigantic effort that must needs be exerted for the attainment of the aforementioned goals, ensuring thereby the uninterrupted progress and the ultimate consummation of the noblest collective enterprise undertaken by the followers of the Most Great Name for the propagation and the establishment of his faith over the entire face of the planet. Shoghi, April 1954. Glad tidings. On the morrow of the close of the Rizwan period, share with national assemblies of the Baha'i world additional glad tidings, supplementing the message addressed a fortnight ago to delegates, national conventions, East and West. 6-acre and 5-acre plots have been purchased in Kampala and Panama City as sites of future temples in the heart of the African continent and Central America. First historic African spiritual assemblies have been formed in Johannesburg, Brazzaville, Victoria, Capromang, Casablanca, Tangier, Algiers, Tripoli, Bukhara. In Uganda alone, 11 additional assemblies have been established. Over 380 additional converts enrolled, raising the total white and Negro believers to over 670. The number of localities where Baha'is reside on the Arabian Peninsula is now over 15, in Egypt and Sudan over 40, in the British Isles over 50, in Australasia over 60, in the 10 European gold countries over 70, in Germany and Austria over 70, in Uganda over 80, in Canada over 100, in Latin America over 110, in the Indian subcontinent and Burma over 130, in the African continent over 190, in Persia over 600, and in the United States over 1200, swelling the number of Baha'i centers scattered over the surface of the globe to well nigh 2900. Additional national Hazaratul Quds funds have been inaugurated in 10 countries of Central America. The number of Baha'i books and pamphlets for the blind transcribed into Braille, English, Esperanto, German, Japanese now totals over 110. The President of the State of Israel, accompanied by Mrs. Ben-Zvi, visited, as anticipated, the shrines on Mount Carmel, following a reception in their honor held in Abdul Baha's house, marking the first official visit paid by the head of a sovereign independent state to the sepulchres of the martyr prophet of the faith and the center of Baha'u'llah's covenant. The following pioneers have been inscribed on the roll of honor since the fifth periodic announcement: Bruce Matthews, Howard Gilliland, Labrador; Olivia Kelsey and Florence Ulrich, Monaco; Joan Powis, South Rhodesia; Sohrab Payman, San Marino; Samuel Nicky, Naranj Munsif, French Cameroon; Gail Avery, Baranof Island; Benedict Ibala, Ashanti Protectorate; Martin Manga, Northern Territories Protectorate; Gail Wilson, Galapagos Island. Eulah Stewart and John Allen and wife, Swaziland. Charles Duncan, Harry Clark, John Fosdar, Bruni. David Tanyi, French Togoland. Edward Tabi, Albert Buapia, British Togoland. Kay Zinke, Magdalen Island. John and Margaret Kjellberg, Dutch West Indies. Robert Powers, Jr. and Cynthia Olson, Mariana Island. Habib Esfahani, French West Africa. The roll of honor after the lapse of 1 year since the launching of the World Crusade is now closed, with the exception of pioneers who have already left for their destination, as well as those first arriving in the few remaining virgin territories inside and outside Soviet republics and satellites. The Conference on High will continue to applaud the highly meritorious services rendered by future volunteers arising to reinforce the historic work so nobly initiated by the Knights of Baha'u'llah in the far-flung, newly opened territories. Posterity will likewise record with admiration and gratitude the initial victories destined to be won in the course of the spiritual conquest of the continents and islands of the globe. Shoghi, Cablegram, May 4, 1954. A succession of victories. The opening months of the second phase of the 10-year plan have witnessed on the American, the European, the African, the Asiatic, and the Australian front a succession of victories rivaling in their variety, rapidity, and significance the prodigious efforts exerted and the superb exploits achieved during the first 12 months of the Global Crusade by the mighty company of the stalwart Knights of Baha'u'llah in well nigh 100 virgin territories scattered over the face of the planet. 7 virgin territories have been opened to the faith since the announcement on the morrow of the Rizwan Festival, raising the total number of the sovereign states and dependencies enlisted under the banner of the cause of God to 235. The number of the unopened territories outside of the Soviet orbit has now shrunk to 8, namely Spitsbergen, Anticosti Island, St. Thomas Island, Nicobar Island, Cocos Island, Socotra Island, Loyalty Island, and the Chagos Archipelago. The following pioneers have been inscribed on the roll of honor since my last 6th periodic announcement. Elizabeth Stamp, St. Helena. Mr. and Mrs. Harold Fitzner, Portuguese Timor. Elise Schreiber, Spanish Guiana. Violet Honke, Admiralty Island. Shapur Rouhani and Ardashir Parudi, Bhutan. Narabin Soheli, Comoral Island. Marsha Atwater, Marshall Island. The number of Baha'i centers scattered over the continents and islands of the globe has now passed the 3,000 mark. The contract has been signed for the purchase of a 3-acre plot at the site of the first Mashrikal Ashkar of Europe, situated on a plateau near the Taunus Hills in the vicinity of the city of Frankfurt. A 30,000 square meter property located on the banks of the Tigris has been acquired as the site of the future Mashrikal Ashkar of the holy city of Baghdad. A plot lying on the outskirts of New Delhi has been secured at the price of 100,000 rupees as the site of the first Mashrikal Ashkar of the Indian subcontinent. A $12,000 plot has been bought in Johannesburg as the site of the first Mashrikal Ashkar of South Africa. A 5-year plan has been initiated in Baha'u'llah's native land designed to raise 12 million tumans for the projected construction of the first masterful Askar in the cradle of the faith. A $6,000 plot has been purchased in the vicinity of the resting place of the greatest holy leaf and registered in the name of the newly established Israel branch of the National Spiritual Assembly of the Baha'is of the British Isles. A property has been acquired opposite the Mother Temple of the West to serve as a possible site for the first dependency of the Mashrikal Ashkar of Wilmette. A contract has been signed pending registration of a house valued at $10,000 and situated in the immediate neighborhood of the Bab Sepulchre in the name of the recently established Israel branch of the National Spiritual Assembly of the Baha'is of Canada. Preliminary steps have been taken for the acquisition of two plots, the one situated on the ridge of Mount Carmel, the other on the west of the Bab's resting place, and for their subsequent registration in the name of the Israel branches of the National Spiritual Assemblies of the Baha'is of Persia and of Australia and New Zealand, respectively. A national Hazaratul Quds has been purchased in Kabul and one in Johannesburg. Arrangements will soon be completed for the purchase of a building costing over $18,000 for a national Hazaratul Quds in Tunis. Funds totaling over $100,000 have been initiated for the purchase of similar institutions in Anchorage, Asuncion, Auckland, Bahrain, Beirut, Bern, Bogota, Brussels, Buenos Aires, Caracas, Ciudad Trujillo, Colombo, Copenhagen, Guatemala, Havana, Helsingfors, Istanbul, Jakarta, Johannesburg, La Paz, Lima, Lisbon, London, Luxembourg, Madrid, Managua, Mexico City, Montevideo, Oslo, Panama City, Port-au-Prince, Quito, Rio de Janeiro, Rome, San Jose, Santiago, San Salvador, Stockholm, Suva, Tegucigalpa, The Hague, Tokyo, and Vienna, as well as for the acquisition of the Garden of Rizwan in Baghdad, the transfer of the remains of the wife of the Bab in Shiraz, and for the purchase of the sites associated with Baha'u'llah's exile in Istanbul and in Adrianople.
This is the end of Side 1, ending on page 71. This letter will be continued on Side 2. Please turn the cassette.